A very warm and convivial welcome to Nick and Russ Don't Know Anything, although, as you'll soon discover, they do apparently have an opinion about everything. This is the podcast that believes that opinions are, in fact, facts, and reality stars should certainly not be president. This is also the podcast that features those two simple-minded guys who created the slogan, spread your love, but lawfully. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Nick and Russ Don't Know Anything, the podcast.
Hello, everybody. I am Nick.
And I'm Russ.
And we are the Nick and Russ Don't Know Anything podcast. For yes, gun right owners everywhere. We want guns in America. We want more guns. That's what they said at the NRA yesterday. Trump said that the answer to the Uvalde shooting was more guns, along with a whole bunch of other speakers. That was very nice. That's what we need. We need a lot of guns. Yeah.
I am so livid.
Me too.
Every time I hear more about the situation in Uvalde, the ineffectiveness of this.
Yeah, what about what happened?
Is that dead?
Sorry,
is that me?
That would be Gino.
That's Gino?
Yeah, Gino. Hey, Gino, something's up with your audio.
Oh.
Hold on, let me mute.
Hey, everybody, we got Gino. Hey.
Okay. Did you unmute my mic? Can you hear?
I don't know. Your mic is messing up the audio for everything.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay.
Can you unplug it and replug it? Maybe.
Plug it in, plug it in.
Yeah, plug it in, plug it out, put it in, put it out.
Those camera mics that are together. Hold on real quick. Let me try something.
All right. So
all right, y'all.
The fact that they did not okay. Number one, did you see that the chief, the guy who's in charge down there, changed the status of the active shooter to a barred suspect? Where they
contained or something like that?
Yeah,
something
like,
it is.
I forgot the exact terms.
Contained, right? Yeah.
As fucking children are calling 911 saying we're still alive in here, please help.
Right. And it's an hour and a half. From the first phone call.
I know. And he did that because he thought they're all dead in there.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he changed the status because he thought there was no one alive in that room. 19 fucking cops were standing outside there waiting to go. And they were waiting for more people, mm-hmm. more backup. 19 right. cops were waiting for more backup. And he wouldn't even show up to that press conference because in my opinion, he's a fucking coward.
Right.
That's like saying if I was a garbage man, no, I don't want to pick up your garbage because I'll get dirty.
Well, I also heard that the first kids that got out were from other classrooms that cops had their kids there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they went and took them out right away.
Right.
Yeah. And then
they wouldn't allow the parents.
And those were the kids that were not in danger because, right. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to say about those cops, but you know what? I hate dissing on cops all day, but at the same time, it's like these are the good guys with a gun, right? Aren't these the good guys
with
the
gun? That's the scenario.
They're the ultimate good guy
with the gun.
Right. So they're supposed to be the good guy with a gun, and they turned out not to be the good guy with a gun.
Yeah, they stopped the parents who wanted to go in and save their kids.
Right.
They arrested them and tased them, or threatened to tase them, and tackled them to the ground and wouldn't let them go in.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. If you're not going to go in and save my kid, I'm going to go in and save my kid.
Right.
I'm going to go and save all the kids
whatever you can do. Yeah.
Whatever I have on me. I've talked to my wife about this and I said, I can't stand by. So the inaction of others, and the way I had to think about things is, we're going to save up and I'm going to purchase body armor to keep in my car and since open carry is fine here in Texas, purchase a little small gun in case something happens. And I'm in a scene that where I'm, cause I teach little kids all the way to a collegiate, you know? And so, you know,
I don't know, man, I don't get it. I don't understand why we need so many freaking guns. It doesn't make sense to me at all. Literally, it's the availability of guns. That's the problem. It's not the, you know, Because the good guy with the gun, it just proved the point. The good guys with the gun did absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
Like they were more afraid of the AR-15, which is legal.
Why would they be afraid of this AR-15, which is used for hunting?
Right. Yeah. I mean,
yeah. They were just, afraid.
Yeah. So.
And so that throws that whole idea out. That whole like if we give good guys with a gun, they'll be able to stop bad guys with a gun. The ultimate good guy with a gun didn't do anything.
No, they did nothing at all. Yeah. And not only that, they lied about it.
Yeah,
like yeah, they tried to cover it up afterwards.
Yeah, there was no account. I hope. And they also said that they were waiting for a team to respond. They had a SWAT team. In that town, they had nine members.
They had like the border patrol people too that came in and to help out.
They're the ones that did it. Border patrol was the one that did, not the local PD. The border patrol was one that came in and took the guy out.
Right. I mean, like,
and they had to wait
for somebody to come in an hour later to like get it done.
And they said, "What weapons did the cops carry in that town? Ballistic shield, a shotgun, an AR-15, AR-15. They had their own AR-15s, a shotgun, and a pistol.
Yeah.
Those are the three things they had. Now, some of them had a ballistic shield. They said that they had three ballistic shields on site.
Yeah.
So either A, they were never properly trained, or B, they're just cowards. And it could be both, a combination of both. I don't like bagging on cops.
Improperly trained cowards.
Yeah. I don't like bagging on cops all day long, too. But like when this happens, when 19 children and two adults were killed because you could not effectively do your job.
First of all, he was 18 years old. Like, that's the weirdest thing. Like, if I was a gun shop owner and this 18-year-old came in and said, I want to buy two AR-15s and like a whole bunch of ammo and this and that, I'd be like, why? Like that would be my first question. That guy just sold it to him. Like, there was no tomorrow.
Well, Nick, you got to understand that Texas gun culture and the laws that the Republicans who run the Texas government right now, they're all for that. And those gun shops, the gun lobbyists, you know, they want to sell guns.
Right.
At the end of the day, it's an economic thing for them. They don't care who dies.
I know.
So if the law states that you're 18 and you can buy whatever you want, that gun shop owner, he's like, I'm paying my bills with this stuff, and you can buy.
How the fuck did he get $3,000, 18 years old, to go buy that shit? Like, that's another weird thing.
I don't know. Maybe he saved up his paper route.
Hey, man, he had an OnlyFans and showing his feet.
I don't know.
I mean, I've been having arguments with people, and actually I was able to have some open dialogue with a few Republicans, and they agreed on some of my points, plus they added their own, and I'll go over those here in a minute. But then I had some arguments with some Republicans who were steadfast on, you can't take my AR-15 from me. One of them even said he uses it for hunting. And I was like, excuse me? And he's like, that's what it was designed for. I'm like, no. It was never designed for hunting. It was designed for a high velocity impact that could carry more ammunition. So the infantrymen, and it even states, for the infantrymen to carry more ammunition. And my reply is, if you, and this goes to any hunter, if you need an AR-15 to hunt, maybe you should go back to class and learn how to actually use a proper gun to hunt with a proper gun, because no one needs an AR-15 to hunt with. If you want to go, we're talking about how our forefathers did shit and how we, all the good old days, no one fucking, George Washington didn't have an AR-15 and he hunted fine, okay?
Right.
So you want to talk about that shit, then you don't need an AR-15. You don't need 500 guns. You don't need 700 guns, you know?
One thing there,
how did Australia do it? I mean, Australia, you know, when they had that mass shooting in the 90s, they just said, you know what? No more guns. And that was it. Like 2 weeks later, they banned all guns and they had to buy and they bought everybody's gun back.
I guess
how did they do it.
It's whatever the law is.
I think the public outcry at that time backed that move from their government. And so it was kind of an easier process for them. But now they're being infiltrated by a lot of right-wing nuts who want to reverse those gun laws.
Right.
But Australia's holding fast.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's kind of where they're sitting at with that. But I think the climate at that time, it was so horrendous of a situation that they were like, hey, we got to
I mean, I wish we could do that here. That would be like lovely. I mean,
I've even said this in the past.
Yeah, go ahead.
I've said this in the past. If you can't hear us, you agree? I've said in the past, I'm a gun owner, but if ending any innocent people dying from the hands of a gun, I'd gladly give up my gun. I don't mind. And it's so, we're at a point where like we're over 240 mass shootings in 2022, and
we're already
May. Yeah, we're in May.
That's more than the days that we have. Oh, yeah. Wow. All right.
Yeah. I mean, somebody put a fact out. I don't know. I had to double check this fact, but they said more kids have been shot in schools than police officers on duty.
Right. Yeah. No. I think the number one cause of death now for children between 0 and 19 is guns.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, that's a horrible statistic. I'm sorry. That's just a horrible statistic. And nothing's being done. Like, I don't even think anything's going to get done even after this. Like, I don't know.
No, because you see, did you see every you posted that every senator voted to block discussion of gun
reform? Right. Yeah. They voted. Right.
Yeah. That's true. Here's the thing. So now the other side wants to put in that it's mental health. Mental health is the issue. Okay.
But they keep cutting the mental health programs.
Exactly.
Funding.
And they keep saying, you know, guns don't kill people, people kill people. Okay. Okay. If you want to go with that, let's go with that. Okay. Let's say people kill people. All right. Well, here's the thing. Then you should be okay with the following: gun reform, universal background checks that include the military, red flag laws that includes, you know, any social media posting that talk about, because this guy right here that killed people, there was stuff on his social media where somebody said, hey, are you going to shoot up? Because he's like, I got a new gun. And like, are you going to shoot up school? And he's like, well, you'll have to see.
I mean, that's a red flag right there. Yeah.
Exactly. Increasing the age of purchasing a gun from 18 to at least 21. I think 25 personally. Having evaluations and testing and having mandatory waiting periods of at least 7 days, maybe up to 14. Those you shouldn't have an issue with whatsoever. If truly you are for the people kill people, guns don't kill people.
Right.
No, I can't hear you, Gino. So anyway, Mitch McConnell asked Cornyn, the Texas senator, to start open dialogue to see how we could fix this problem, this specific problem here that just happened.
Right.
And, you know, unfortunately, we're not going to move the right at all. No. At least the people who are in power.
Look, all I know is that I think Biden needs to go out and say, you guys need to start electing more Democrats so that we can start passing laws that make sense for all Americans, because the Republicans want to kill us all. I mean, if he just phrases that way, yeah. I mean, literally, like, that'll do it. So yeah. He just needs to go every day and say, look, Republicans just want to kill us all. They don't want health care. They don't want to take away guns. They don't want, you know what I mean? They don't want, I mean, not to take away the guns. Sorry. They don't want stricter gun laws. They don't, like, literally,
responsible all they stand for is gun laws, period. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
And you know what, when assault rifles were banned in the 90s, mass shootings went down.
Yeah, of course, because, well, they didn't have access to them.
I mean, here's the thing. The other side is touting, we need to protect the children from critical race theory. So let's ban critical race theory. We need to protect the children from the gays and the lesbians and the LGBT. So let's ban all that stuff. We need to ban abortions to protect the children. Oh, hey, what about guns? No, we don't need to do that. So you're basically saying it's okay to sacrifice our elemental children so they can have.
We should write a song. Oh, no, I don't even have a heartbeat yet. That's why I still have a gun.
I have an AR tonight.
Have an AR.
Yeah. Hey, are we doing it in the style of Adam Sandler?
So.
I
love my AR-15.
You know,
I am still in the womb, and I'm looking out from my mother's vagina, or what is it, belly. I'm looking out from my mother's belly to get a gun. I need to get a gun.
Yeah,
I don't know. I have no idea. Look, all I know is that it's ridiculous, these gun laws that we have. The killing is only going to continue.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't even go to a grocery store, a movie theater, a place of worship.
Without a white guy killing.
Park. I don't know. What else?
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Church. You can't even go to church.
I know.
You know, you would think one place school, is sanctioned.
You can't go to a store.
You can't go to an office building.
You can't go to work. Yeah.
You can't go to work.
Yeah.
I'm ready for them to put the shooting range in the church. That's how crazy it's getting.
Yeah. Minus will start teaching the kids like early on. Hey, just, you know, here's an AR-15 for you. Just, you know, every backpack.
I love how they want the teachers too to like protect all the kids. First of all, they're not even allowing them to teach their curriculum.
Yeah.
And they want them to go and like put themselves in front of an AR-15.
Yeah. You don't want them to teach them. You don't want them to wear a mask. You don't want them to wear a mask. You don't want them to teach them what they actually should teach them, but you want them to be a meat shield for your kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, the biggest hypocrisy is the NRA convention, no guns allowed.
Right.
I know. Let's talk about open carry and no laws in Houston. I mean, in Houston, Texas, where the NRA convention's happening this weekend.
They couldn't even bring Texas a backpack.
Texas has no background checks, no testing, purchasing at the age of 18, and no carrying license whatsoever. You can just, whoever wants a gun can have a gun, carry a gun. But hey, in the NRA convention where Mr. Trump is speaking, no guns whatsoever allowed in a national rifle, in the place that you should be able to carry a gun. Yeah. They're not lying. And somebody had a great
meme. These are the guys writing the policy
that the
legislators take and pass into laws.
Right.
But at their convention, the guys who write the policies, no guns.
Yep.
Right.
You're suppressing my Second Amendment rights.
Yeah.
At your convention.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, there was a great meme that had it showed first the list that the Secret Service said, like, or the letter that Secret Service said that, you know, no guns, whatever, and they're going to have metal detectors and all that stuff, and it, you know. And it said, then it had picture of Trump. It said, protection for thee, but not for, or protection for me, but not for thee.
Right.
And I was like, that's basically how it is.
Yeah. And I really think a lot of people, and y'all may have discussed this, I think they're really interpreting the Second Amendment totally wrong. You got an 18th century amendment, basically, written in the 1700s. That talks about a regulated militia, and all these people owning these guns, none of them, hardly any of them, are in a militia. Go join the militia if you're going to go by that amendment.
Yeah,
you know, for that. But we have, because we didn't have a standing military at the time,
right?
And that's why we had that.
Well, now we have the National Reserves, don't we? Isn't that what it is?
We have
that
our militia National now? Guard.
Yeah, the National Guard. Yes,
and we have our military. We have sheriff departments. We have all those things now that we didn't have when this law was written,
right?
This constitutional right was written. So they're misinterpreting it and saying, well, it says everybody should have the arm. And at that time, it could be a sword even, you know?
Well, so at that time, it was a fucking musket. It was a damn musket that took like 5 to 10 minutes to reload.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it wasn't an AR-15 that can shoot 100 bullets in a minute or whatever that it is that these AR-15s.
And you better make sure your powder was dry.
And I don't even think that our founding fathers thought that far ahead that, hey, they're going to have the ability to kill 100 people in seconds.
Like the industrial age hadn't even started yet.
Yeah.
So the mass manufacturing of these types of weapons weren't even...
Right.
I mean,
they were dead by the time the industrial age started.
Yeah. And Alito, you know, when he was talking about the abortion, you know, in his draft, quoted somebody from what, 1400s or something? Yeah. Did they even have guns then? Like,
I'm sure they did, but
they might have had gunpowder, but I think they were still using bow and arrow, crossbow, and
that was my favorite.
Yeah. Well, essentially, they had gunpowder-based weapons like cannons.
Yeah,
right.
But, you know, right. I imagine Nick coming out. I'm going to protect my home. Let me roll my cannon around to the front. Wait,
can you imagine an 18-year-old?
Let me get my cannon.
Yeah. Can you imagine an 18-year-old rolling up to the school with the cannon?
Right.
Oh, you know, another thing I wanted to bring up, guys. I used to be a supervisor for Dallas County Mental Illness Courts.
Yeah.
And one thing that when it comes to doing the mental illness background checks for an 18-year-old, you can't even access those records until 18 on. So as soon as he turned 18, able to buy, you can't even do a mental illness background check on his.
Because those were all sealed, right? Those were all underage.
So then you need to raise the age.
So raise 21. The age. So from 18 to maybe 21, or like you said, Russ, 25. You can track the mental illness situation.
Yeah.
Well, the reason why I say 25. You can't
even rent a car if you're under 25, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that what it is?
The reason why I say 25 is because scientifically your frontal lobe it starts to develop more and change. So a lot of times your perspective on life changes. And they say it starts around the age of 25. So that's why I think 25 is the age to do this. And everybody talks about good guys, you know, people are going to break. If you take away the guns from the good guys, the evil guys are going to have the guns, you know. And I'm like, if you go with that mentality, then let's just throw out all the laws. Like, don't worry about, you know, drunk driving. Don't worry about, you know, texting while driving. You know, don't worry about any of that other stuff. You know, let's just get rid of it's against the law to murder somebody. Mm-hmm. You know,
You know what? In a weird way, I was hoping that it was like, because it was like a Hispanic area. I was hoping. Maybe one of those kids is like the daughter or a son of like a drug kingpin from Mexico. Like that would put an end to all the guns.
Well, you know,
can you imagine like the whole Mexican cartel coming in to like get revenge on all
or protect? Right. They would probably target the Uvalde police first.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It would be like an insane thing.
You never know. Some of those kids may have been connected.
I think one thing that we should do also with the gun background checks, the waiting periods and the age thing, insurance.
Yeah, I've been talking about
insurance,
that too.
Yeah, if the insurance companies got involved, all that stuff would be suppressed. There would be so many laws from the insurance lobby, which is just as strong, if not stronger than the gun lobby.
Yeah.
Suppress.
You know what? Yeah, we should force everybody to get a $300,000-$400,000 policy. Somebody had suggested that somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Every gun owner should have a policy, because you have to have a policy for every car. Mm-hmm. You should have a policy for every gun.
No. I'm talking like if every black person, every Latino, even white people, you know, it doesn't matter. Like if every person had it's mandatory to have a $300,000-$400,000 policy.
Oh, you mean life policy?
From the insurance company. I guarantee you gun owners, the gun thing would go in a kind of a way. You know what I mean?
Somebody said that when we were talking about cops killing minorities. If every minority got a life insurance policy out there and they were killed by a cop or whatever, things would get changed. The insurance company has the big bucks to fix things.
Yeah.
And they donate as much, if not more, to politicians. Because insurance is just a vast, you know, animal, you know.
It's the biggest scam on the planet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Ted Cruz said this in the NRA thing. Like, we need to fortify the...
Wait, Russ, let me correct you. Right. His name is Fled Cruz.
Is technically his real name is Rafael Cruz. Rafael Cruz.
Runaway Cruz.
Is he Cuban? I forgot what he is. He's Cuban, right?
Yeah, he's Cuban, but born in Canada.
Yeah, and he's a senator.
He is the first Hispanic to cross the border the other way.
Yeah, he came from Canada down.
Seeking sanctuary and safety.
I love when he first got on the scene. He didn't realize he was a dual citizen of Canada.
Like, he did it?
No, he didn't. And then when reporters and stuff found that out, and he was like, I'll dissolve my Canadian ship. And I was like, how much of an idiot are you? Like, and he really is. Like, I don't care if he went to where he go to Harvard or whatever. He's
Yale. I don't know.
But he was talking about fortifying the schools and how we need to, you know, pulled up bulletproof doors and all this other stuff, metal detectors and locks. You know what? That maybe that is a way to go, but here's the problem. If we have any federal funds here, especially in Texas, that are earmarked for the educational institutions and it's given to Governor Abbott, he never gives it to the schools. He turns around and balances the budget. He's done that several times, especially during the pandemic. When you think that would be the time to upgrade your schools to having locks and cameras and stuff because you've got a pandemic and you want somebody coming in and infecting your class. But no, he took that money that was supposed to go to upgrade schools so that the kids can have all this really great e-learning stuff. No, he took it and balanced the Texas budget. And schools scrambled because they had thought they had already started spending that money.
Right.
And they had they were
Don't you just love a governor that basically froze Texas?
Yeah. Yeah.
He literally froze Texas.
And he still hasn't done anything about it. We're still having grid problems.
I know. I mean, he literally froze the state. I mean, the whole fucking state. That's kind of insane.
Yeah. And it's because it's and the problem is we can't impeach him. Like it's in the state Texas Constitution that the governor can't be impeached. And
really?
Yeah.
Well, you can vote him out. You come on, Beto.
Beto
O'Rourke, everybody.
Yes. And
Hey, Claudia Zapata won her little primary.
Did she? Okay, yeah. Good.
Well, that was kind of cool.
A
friend of ours, a Democrat friend in Texas. Come on, let's win the whole freaking thing, Claudia.
Yeah.
We're rooting for you.
And so back to the fortifying. I think it's a good idea. Like, I mean, because we're not going to get rid of guns, so we got to do something. So yeah, let's create some kind of system where the government pays these companies to actually go out and upgrade the schools themselves. Like, don't give the money to Abbott. Don't give them to any other governments because they're not going to give them to the schools to upgrade these schools. I also want to see money earmarked and have these companies directly deliver to the schools. Every child, because there's these companies that make custom Kevlar blankets. Every child, like, you know, all those little cubby holes, there's a Kevlar blanket inside. And there's a bed.
What does that blanket do? I'm sorry.
It's a bulletproof blanket.
Oh, all right.
And they have bulletproof backpacks now. So, because after Sandy Hook, and I was having a discussion online with a lot of Republicans, and they were like, you're never taking my gun, and you're not. And I realized the guns ain't going to go away. And I was talking to my wife, and I even did research to try to see if I could do this. I wanted to develop a backpack and blankets for children that were bulletproof because I wanted to give them some fighting chance, you know.
Right.
And I spent months and months trying to figure this out and ask other people, but no one was really doing it at that time. Now there are. There are lots of companies that are producing Kevlar blankets, Kevlar backpacks. They're producing little shields, bulletproof shields that go into backpacks.
Oh.
So then do that.
Man,
Because I tend to think about outside the box, like, how are we going to fix this problem in a different way? So every little cubby hole, every little desk, have a Kevlar blanket, you know, have a backpack, metal detector. Like, if you know, I watched the TikTok the other day of this teacher, and she was going over what happened. And first the kids asked her if she was okay and was she scared. And she said, no, I'm not okay. I am scared. And one of the little kids, I think he was like 5 or 6. She said, don't worry. We know what to do when it happens. Like, the key word there is when, not if, but like, these kids are so now indoctrinated that this is going to happen in their school because they practice, you know, active shooter drills that they're
waiting. A few kids were like saying, some parents, I guess, on Twitter, they were mentioning, you're like, how their kids, when they do the drills, all the safe spots are basically taken within 3 seconds. So it's like in the class, you know what I mean? Cause they,
well, here's
know.
The thing. Like, because I teach, I occasionally have to go through training, and the thing is they say, do not put your kids in a group. Don't huddle them all in one group because the greater chance of them surviving is lessened because he could take the active shooter can take them all out in that one group. So you want to spread them out across the room.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. I you know what? I never grew up with that. So I'm really, really grateful.
We had fire drills and tornado drills, and that's it. I mean, yeah, I guess if you lived in California, you might have had an earthquake drill.
We had the earthquake drills in Greece, now that I think about it.
We didn't have
to go under our desk.
Our parents, like, stupid. Our parents had the nuclear drill where they put them underneath the desk.
Yeah, like that's
because that's going to survive. Yeah.
Anyway, so Gino, what's going on, man? How are you doing?
A little bit of everything, you know.
Nope, your audio's messed
up. Yeah, your audio again, man.
Jesus,
whoops. It's those Apple earbuds thing.
I don't know.
Hold on, I'm gonna try another thing. Hold on, guys.
Gino is so coming funny. From the future.
Hello, everybody. We are here.
Can you say Max Headroom? So,
Max Headroom.
Oh my God, that's cool. You're kind of hot.
No, cannot hear you now. We're doing the Verizon commercial. Can you hear me now? So,
can you hear me now?
Oh man.
Can you hear me now?
All right. So let's see what else is happening. We have
Ukraine.
More people dying. 30,000 Russians died so far. So yeah. That's 10,000 a month. That's on average.
Yeah, we talked about that.
We're sending them $40 billion worth of aid. So that's going to be kind of cool. So hopefully they'll be able to start defending themselves better.
They have the equipment we've been given, they've been able to do a lot with. So that's good.
Even with the little that they had so far. Can you imagine with now that they're going to be fortified a lot? That'll be kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're having drone. They got all these drones now, and they're employing video gamers to play to fly the drones and drone enthusiasts to help them out, and they're being very effective. Anyway, Biden, pack the courts. You got to because all the things that they're about to do to us. It's going to take 50 or more years to reverse and overturn.
Let's do it. Let's pack the courts.
I mean, I know
we need four more, right? We just need to put four in there, right? To get the seven, six.
Yeah. So we need to increase it to what is it? We have nine. So
13.
So we need 13.
Yeah.
Because you have to have an odd number. You can't have an even number.
Right.
And
well, I think they had an even number one time.
They've had even numbers when they didn't have the full court, right?
No, they had like for a period. I thought that there was like eight.
Okay,
if
maybe.
I'm not mistaken, a long time ago. But odd numbers work better. Yeah. So
I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about how the fact that I want to say they said nine states have 80% of the population in America, that's part of and that's why the Democrats will never control Congress. Because the representation is skewed.
Right.
So if you got nine states that have 80% of the America's population, then we're never going to control the House. I mean, the Congress. I hope we do. I hope.
Well, we're controlling it now. It's a razor thin majority, but we need to get
more.
We're not
controlling with Sinema and Manchin.
Oh, you're talking about the Senate. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Senate.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Congress. Like, yeah. Sorry. House, we control.
Right.
Senate, we don't.
But
we need to
get
in
there. And Manchin is really a pseudo Republican. You know, I call him a moderate Republican. He's not really moderate. Manchin.
He's moderate Republican. Yeah, he's a.
I don't really think he's a Democrat.
So no,
he's I just not. Think he likes some Democrat stuff. That's why he calls himself a Democrat. But anyway.
Well, I mean, the only thing he voted for us was the Biden's
bipartisan infrastructure bill. Which, by the way. They're fixing a lot of shit here in Michigan. Thank you, President Biden.
Oh, did all you see DeSantis is like talking about giving all this money out to Florida to help rebuild stuff, but it's the fucking infrastructure bill money
that he didn't want.
Yeah, exactly. I love how they're all the Republicans voted against it, but then they're like
taking credit. Let's take credit.
Those ones that voted against it are taking credit for it. Yeah. So, yeah. Did you see Marjorie Taylor Greene go and harass our friend Marcus Flowers' office?
She did?
Yeah, on the day before their primary, she went over to one of the offices and said, "Oh, I just wanted to come by and say hi." And then she started talking about how, "Oh, is there anybody that works here? Oh, this is really trashy," and all this other stuff. And I'm like, and she brought these four big white guys with her, and they were filming it and everything. And, probably the guys from one of those white nationalist, the KKK guys she probably brought with him. So, Anyway, we got to vote. We got to get, I did my early voting. Gosh, it was like 5 minutes, like in and out, you know.
I agree, man.
More women in politics. Need more women in politics, meaning more minorities.
I forgot what country has. There's this rule in one country where every public corporation has to have a minimum of 40% women on the board of directors. And ever since they did that, corruption went down to like almost nothing. I thought that was interesting.
That's good. So, did you see the SCOTUS is ruling in favor of Ted Cruz? Did you see about that? So Ted Cruz brought a lawsuit up against
The campaign funds, right?
Yeah, you can use unlimited, as much as you want. Unlimited campaigns after you're elected.
Right. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right. I don't think we have anything else today. What else should we talk about? Thank you, Gina, for coming by, even though your mic was not going well.
But. Yeah. So we'll have to. We'll start a Kickstarter to get him a better mic.
I'll get him one for a gift.
But it was good to see Gino. Man, we got to do something, dude.
I agree. I mean,
this is horrible.
You know, it's like I vowed not to watch much news, but then the Uvalde shooting happened, and I'm like, the next thing I know, I'm back on MSNBC and CNN, and you know, ABC, and like every freaking channel. So, because I wanted to see like every kind of, you know, I wanted to see all the different. Of course, I'm not going to watch Fox News because they're going to be like, well, they should have. It's the doors. The doors were the problem. You know what I mean? It's like the door was unlocked. That was the problem. And I'm like, dude, the gun was the problem. Anyway, availability of guns. That's what the problem is. And there's I forgot what it is. There's over 400 million guns in America.
There's more
only
guns.
330 million people. So put the math together. That's it.
More guns than we do people.
Yep.
And this is including children, like in this 330.
Of course, that's what I'm saying.
So anyway, I did.
Well, why did that guy in Vegas, remember he went to the Jason Aldean concert? And
we'll never know why we'll never know
why. He had 47 freaking guns. Like,
yeah, he had, that? He had duffel bags full of guns and ammunition. This kid who went on in Uvalde, didn't he have over 1,000 rounds?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. How the hell did he get $3,000? Like, that's over $3,000 worth of ammo. Like,
you know what an AR-15 does to the body? Like,
yeah, it wrecks it. Like,
totally. The exit wound is like the size of an orange, and it just destroys the inside organs. And rarely can you save somebody from it. They talk about how they have that golden hour to save somebody.
There's none of that with that.
Like, so this gun is used to inflict maximum damage. Okay. Mm-hmm. Period. Like, and these kids were bleeding out. Like, this little girl said she watched her best, like, she had blood on her, and they asked her, are you shot? And she's like, no, that's my best friend. He killed my best friend.
Right. Or how about that girl that had to put, like, a whole bunch of blood on her and pretend to be dead so that he doesn't shoot her? I mean.
Yeah. Or the fact that not even involved in the shooting, but the husband of one of the teachers who was killed died 2 days later because he died of a heart attack.
Oh, right. He was like so stricken by it. Yeah.
And now their four children are orphans now.
I know. I know. It's insane, man.
I mean,
well,
the mother of the shooter, he's not a monster. He's not a monster, the mother said. Really? Because I beg to differ.
Right. Me too.
I'm pretty sure that you don't want to admit it that you raised a monster and you didn't. Right. You did not. He shot his fucking grandmother.
I know.
Like, you don't want to admit that he did all these things. That's fine. You put your head in the sand, but, you know, anyway.
Anyway, man. All right. Look, let's, you know what? Let's do a quick little moment of silence for the people of Uvalde.
Sure.
All right. Well, it was nice to do that, actually. It made me feel connected for some reason. So
yeah.
And I hope something changes.
Don't think about party lines when voting. Think about the change you want to see made. Yeah. Think about what side is trying to better America.
Yeah.
Not for political gain, not for economic gain, not for power, but like I did a TikTok yesterday and I said, it really saddens me that these 19 kids and these two adults won't be able to. And then I just paused for a while and I said, add your own ending, because they won't be able to do anything else. They're done.
And their families, you know, when I took a look at that guy, you know, who's crying about his daughter, the 10-year-old daughter, you know, and the other parents that were crying and Meghan Markle, when she went to Lake Viz, I mean, literally it was all surreal. So just watching that whole thing.
Hug your loved ones, hug your children if you got them, you know, teach them. Just like they understand what's going on. Don't keep them in the dark. And they know they're unfortunately living in a society that is, it seems more dangerous than ever before.
Anyway, and by the way, I'm surviving. I'm still fighting. I still am positive for COVID. I just tested positive yesterday.
Oh, how long have we been?
So it's about 11 days now, I guess. So
this is why we weren't on the live last week.
Oh yeah, that's why we weren't live last week. I was in fever. So
yes.
I had 4 days of fever and then between 102 and 104. And I have this cough. And then that's it. Like that's basically all the symptoms I had. So
you didn't lose your taste of smell and all that stuff?
It just tasted weird. It didn't. Okay. I can't say that it was like I lost the sense of taste, but I could still taste the sweetness of the, the fruit or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
But it just tasted a little weird. That's all. Like it, you know, that was basically the taste buds were a little bit off. But it came back. My taste buds are back. I think it was just during the 4 days of the fever. But then again, during the 4 days of fever, I think anything would have tasted bad anyway.
Like probably, because
you know what I mean?
You had a high fever.
Yeah. So,
I mean, you were at what, 104 at one point?
Yeah, it was 103.8 was the highest that I've measured. Or 103.9. Sorry. There was one time 103.9. So I'm pretty sure I hit 104 when I didn't know. So
probably, yeah. So, but, I mean, they say you at 106, you start having brain damage.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, 102 to 104. Then that was it. I mean, I'm just grateful I had the shots and I was boosted. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, literally, that's what helped.
I got it. I don't think they've opened up the double boosting, right? Like it's still the elderly and the immunocompromised. I don't think they've opened it up to
the over 50. I can still go and get the other one. Well, I'm not going to get it now. I'm going to get it in September.
Yeah.
I was going to like in June. Oh, yeah, sometime,
you're okay now because you have the antibodies.
But I'm gonna get the other shot in September right before I leave for Greece. So yeah.
Do you think they tested you for any of the new variants?
No, they said when I went to the hospital, they said they don't test for variants. So
oh, okay, all right. Well, I'm glad to see that you're better.
Yeah, I'm literally 99% there. It's just this cough that's annoying me. 95% there, I should
say. And that cough may stay a while.
Yeah. And I guess I could test positive for months. I didn't know that. So
that's another. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well,
okay, everybody. Don't forget to spread the love
lawfully. So, anyway.
And thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. And if you really enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, follow, like, share, review, or even comment on whichever platform you're using. And remember, you can find more additional content at our YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram page. Just search for Real Nick and Russ. See you next episode.
You dead.
All right, Remy.
You dead.
And we're going to end it with Tom's.
You dead.
All right, you perfect. Dead. I see. Hold on, Remy. Let me end the broadcast.